This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Refinancing only accounted for 37% of mortgage origination business in 2017, the lowest proposition since 1995. A survey of 15 states found that fully 41% of the back pay that state governments ordered employers to pay workers was never recovered. UBS estimates that urban car ownership will fall by 70% by 2050. Today's cars sit unused 95% of the time, so less cars would allow more urban land usage. A new study suggests that people who drink 2 to 3 cups of coffee a day may have a lower chance of dying from certain illnesses than those who abstain. Study followed 500,000 Europeans over 16 years and found healthier livers, circulatory systems, and lower levels of inflammation. The Louisiana legislature denied an increase in the minimum wage over the federal level and rejected changes in nursing home rates that would assist home care support, even though their homes are rated among the worst in the nation. California Attorney General has announced investigation of Sacramento's shooting of an unarmed black man. Louisiana Attorney General says there will be no indictment of 2 police officers in the Alton Sterling killing that roiled Baton Rouge in 2016. A dozen states have indicated they will sue to block the Trump administration from adding a question on citizenship in the census that would cause fewer residents to be counted and violate the Constitution, requiring that every resident be counted every 10 years, whether or not they are citizens. An undercount would affect federal reimbursement formulas to the states. 1 in 4 evangelicals in the U.S. is now an immigrant or the child of one. A whistleblower, Christopher Wiley from Canada, held British lawmakers spellbound for 3.5 hours with testimony that SCL, a data mining company, and its work in the Brexit election swung the tide for the Leave forces with information gained illegally. A ransomware attack has paralyzed the city government of Atlanta, where hackers with the SamSam group demanded $50,000. After 5 days, the computers have been turned on, but the city is still not able to accept online payments or complaints. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.